much different then and now as it was new 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
How did you start your fires in the morning in your stove? What did you use to start your fires in the morning in the stove?
Oh, we had, Jenny had a little kiln. We used a little coal out when we had it. You see, we all had to make kiln every night, get dry kiln then. Get some chips or something. See, we cut wood and had lots of chips.
Mm-hmm.
I had an old grandfather, he was crippled, and he walked on crutches, but he'd take his chair out and cut wood for the winter. Pull his wood up and cut it, you know, and we stack it up for the winter. See, we didn't have no buzz saws then. We had to use cross-cut saws, you know,
yeah.
Such as that. Yeah.
What did you put your logs on when you sawed them?
We just sawed them on the ground.
Uh-huh.
See, my father was a trustee, one of the trustees built the first Christian church in Marshall, and they had a sawmill up there on the Crow's Nest, and they'd go together and they'd take these big logs and cut them about a foot place off and bore and burn out a hose through them and put them axles on the wagon, use them for log wagons, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the women would go around and slice these logs, and they got enough, they sawed it free to build to put all of the masonry in the first church I had there in Marshall.
Hmm.
See?
Boy, that was pretty industrious.
Oh, yes. But two or three fellas, my father and the fellow had, we had a little light team, and he had a team of mules, and they'd get four horses, and they'd ground and a bunch of them together and get these logs out of the creeks, you know, take this sawmill, and they'd saw them up for these church women, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they built that church, but you know what? They got that church, the frame all up, and it come kind of a cyclone, blew it down, and twisted that dimension lumber up, and you know it's an awful job to ever get straightened out.
Oh yeah, I imagine.
You know how that dimension lumber couldn't, it would get a nail in, you couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
And so that's that. But they'd all get along. I don't know. They donated all the work. Of course, there's a man and a woman on every quarter penny. There's a bunch of kids, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we had turnips and sow belly.
Sow belly, was that cured at all?
Yeah.
That was smoked?
We had a smokehouse and smoked our meat every winter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With your stove, do you ever have any trouble with that stuff in the flue?
Something in the flue, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to clean out the flue. You didn't have to clean out the flue ever so often. I'll tell you, someone, the trouble was that they make them brick flues, they weren't smooth enough, you know. See, they didn't have the right kind of plastering.
Did you do anything with the stuff in your stove after you burned wood? Did your mother make anything out of it?
Well, she ought to have done her baking.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking after you burned your wood and your stove got full of...
ashes?
Yeah.
Well, we never done much with the ashes. See, wood ashes, why, we just... We never done much with wood ashes.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, some people that I've talked to used to save these and put them in a hopper and then let the lye come out and put that on corn.
Well, that's right. That's what's, listen, they did do that because you could take all the hull off of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forget what you call that doing the corn. That made the hominy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, we done that all right. We took the wood ashes and it's kind of like lye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only it wasn't so dangerous, but it shelled like corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we made our hominy in them days. I forgot about that.
I talked to some other people. They said they used it for soap. They'd make their own soap.
Well, Mother always made her own soap. I forget what she made it out of. But we all made our own soap every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those, what would you call this? What?
That's a divan now, or sofa, but we never had nothing like that in them days.
Uh-huh. What did you put your clothes in when you were a boy?
Oh, just hung around the bedrooms.
You didn't have any built-in thing?
No, we didn't have no built-in. I didn't have no place for it, hard to see.
Yeah.
See, there was eight kids of us and a house 14 by 24, you know. And